Shalom, Mishpucha. Shalom, family. Mishpucha is a Hebrew word. It means family. And we're the Mishpucha, the family with a Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people, where the middle wall of separation between Jew and Gentile, it's finally come down to form one new man. Getting ready, Mishpucha, to blow the grandest shofar, or the grandest trumpet in Zion. We want everyone, everywhere, to hear the good news. We want everyone that is a true believer not to have a big fuzzy mystery about where the United States of America is at this moment, where we are in relationship to end times. If you understand the pattern of ancient Israel and even the dates and times, if you only could understand that and have a great understanding of the old covenant and have a prophetic revelation, you could clearly see where we're at. And that's why I'm so excited to be interviewing my friend Rabbi Jonathan Kahn, because as a Messianic Jewish rabbi, he has this insight. He was on the ground at 9/11 to examine right after it happened. He lived in Jersey, right a few minutes away. And it all was put together for him. I have personally... Jonathan, I have never heard this revelation before it came out of your mouth. I assume you haven't either.
No.
Now I've known you for years, and you have a prophetic understanding of the scriptures, but I have to think everything you've ever done was for this moment right now.
I think there's something to it. I don't believe I just came up with something. You've asked me this, you know, and it's interesting because the puzzle pieces just started coming. It was being led, and I didn't even know it was all going to come together. It was like I was being led on a path, on a mystery that ended up, whoa, at the end. I had no idea. I have no question that's the thing here. And this is really, you know, you for years, I mean, when I was a new believer, you spoke about sounding the trumpet, and the trumpet means a number of things. One of them is the alarm and the watchman, and that's one of the things we're doing, and I have no question this is what we're appointed to do.
Well, I'll tell you what, the presence of God is so strong in the studio right now, because what Jonathan did yesterday is he showed there were warnings to Israel before destruction, and it was destruction came. And he calls these harbingers or warnings, and there are nine of them. And you talked about one yesterday, how it was the stone that was at 9/11 and the ceremony and the defiant attitude of Israel. That same thing happened right in New York City was it the governor of New York? What was his statement?
The governor, Pataki, and the governor of New Jersey was there. The mayor of New York was there, and they were all there.
And tell me one of them, their statement.
They basically said that this stone is a manifestation of our defiance, American defiance. We're going to come back stronger than ever, which is exactly what Isaiah 9:10 is all about, exactly
what Israel did.
Yes, in ancient times. Instead of repenting after the calamity, they get harder. And this was one of the signs, and there's nine of them.
All right, well, tell me a couple more signs.
Okay. The attack happens, ancient Israel, and as it's happening, the Assyrians, who invade the land of ancient Israel, warning from God, they cut down the trees of Israel, and they cut down specifically one specific tree, which is the sycamore. So Isaiah opens up when he says, the people are saying, the sycamores have fallen. Okay, the next harbinger of judgment is a sycamore tree has to fall or be struck down. It has to be linked to this breach of the nation's borders. It has somehow, for this to appear in America, it has to be linked to somehow 9/11 or linked in some way to Ground Zero. But here's the problem. The tree of Isaiah 9:10, that ancient harbinger, doesn't naturally grow in New York. It can't even survive the Northeast. And the sycamore in Hebrew is called the shakam. It can't survive the winters. So this harbinger would look pretty much impossible to be fulfilled. Beyond that, the fields of Israel, that's where these trees grew. In New York City, Lower Manhattan Financial District is not exactly conducive to trees. So it would seem pretty impossible, but something strange happened. On September 11th, 2011, as the last or the North Tower was falling to the ground, it hurls an object into the air. The force of that object and the cataclysm strikes a nearby object at the corner of ground zero. That object that struck is a tree. On 9/11, the tower strikes a tree, sends it crashing to the earth. What kind of tree is it? It's a sycamore. It's the sycamore tree, the same thing that is spoken of in Isaiah, the sixth harbinger. But you might say, wait, the Hebrew, I thought you said it doesn't grow, you know, in New York.
And that's what I was just thinking, how that happened.
It doesn't, but the American or English version does. So the ancient harbinger of judgment is translated into it to the appropriate land. It is the sycamore. So the sycamore, the same sign, but now to America, the American sycamore, is manifested at the corner of ground zero. It's amazing what happened. The sycamore, what they did, I mean, they didn't realize what they were doing, and that's what you, the pattern you see throughout this. If people just start doing something, it's like eerie, they, without realizing, they transform this fallen sycamore into a symbol. They call it the sycamore of ground zero. They lift it up, they move it, they put it on display as a symbol, and New Yorkers gather around the fallen sycamore. They make it into a sign, not realizing that it already is a biblical sign, but not of encouragement. It's a sign of warning that is given to a nation heading for judgment. It's interesting, in Isaiah 9:10, you actually see two objects that are struck. We have one, it says the bricks are fallen, the sycamores have fallen as well. Well, interesting, if you looked at that cut off fallen sycamore tree on display, the roots are wrapped around an object, and the object is a brick. They actually sycamore and the brick together on display.
The two ingredients in Isaiah 9:10.
Exactly. And nobody realized. The amazing thing we were going to see is that it's like reenacting an ancient drama of judgment. And then, but that doesn't stop there. The ancient prophecy says the sycamores have been cut down, but we will plant cedars in their place. Same thing, same principle. You know, hey, you think you're going to humble us, God? We're going to come back stronger. Sycamore is weak. We're going to come back with a stronger tree, and it's going to be a symbol of our national resurgence. So something else has to happen. It's again, you know, it's the spirit of defiance. And the thing is that it says we will plant cedars. So what has to happen for now the seventh harbinger is that, well, this is what they do. The ancient Israel clears out the fallen sycamores, and they plant cedars, and they focus their vows of defiance on the cedar. It's a symbol of their strength. So now here's the thing. The seventh harbinger is the cedar tree, but in Hebrew it doesn't say that. It says the Erez tree, which is not only a cedar, but it refers most accurately to a evergreen, a coniferous or conifer tree, cone-bearing, mm-hmm. and most specifically is pinpointed as the panacea tree, which is the probably the most accurate way of translating that word. It includes the cedar, but it's called the panacea tree. Now, the seventh harbinger has to be this. For that to manifest in America, this fallen sycamore has to be removed, and another tree has to be planted in its place, and it has to be the specific tree. Now, this would also seem nearly impossible because, again, I mean, you know, America, you know, New York is not known for its tree planting, I mean, at least outside of Central Park, but could this happen? And if you know, if you had a sycamore falling, you'd probably replace it with a new sycamore, but it happened. It happened on November 2003. The fallen sycamore ground zero has been removed, and now at the corner of ground zero. Now an object appears in the sky. It's lowered on a crane. The object is a tree. It's lowered into the exact spot where the fallen sycamore had stood. Now, and it's not a sycamore. It's a different tree. What kind of tree? It's a conifer, just as in Isaiah 9:10. It's an evergreen. And not only that, it's specifically a panacea tree. The precise definition of Isaiah 9:10, we will replace the sycamore with this tree. It was actually the sister tree of the cedar of Lebanon. The seventh harbinger replaces the sixth harbinger. And like with the stone, as with the stone, they have this ceremony around the tree. And there they transform the tree into a symbol of defiance. They said it represents the indomitable nature of our hope. But the seventh harbinger is fulfilled. They reenact the ancient mystery of judgment, specifically replacing the exact tree. They don't know what they're doing. They don't know why they're doing it. But the ancient harbinger has to be manifest. They're saying, without realizing it, they're reenacting, we're going to come back stronger than ever. God is saying, no, if you don't turn back to me, you're going to fall.
At what point, I'm just kind of curious, looking back, at what point did you see these patterns happening and you said, no, this is more than a coincidence? Was it the first harbinger, the second, the third? When did you realize that God was giving a message that you had to shofar blast around the world?
Well, when 9/11 happened, you know, I knew this was something major, and I didn't even realize it at the time when I was kind of I was in prayer, and I actually got Isaiah 9 without realizing the thing, and I only realized it back after the fact. I knew this was a warning from God, and there was much that started in that. But then, you know, I just started seeing that the overall, and then I was walking the ground of Ground Zeroes. We were talking right on the corner. I see that's when I first see that tree, that cut down tree, and something says, this is something here, and I didn't realize it. I look up sycamore, and all of a sudden I start seeing the connection. Actually, the falling of the sycamore is a sign in the Bible of judgment, and then it keeps on unfolding and unfolding, and you know, I realized there's something happening, but I didn't realize the full thing. In fact, you know, the next time when we talk, it's going to go into something that just blew me away when I saw it. I had no idea, but it clearly everything was there. And I'll tell you something. You know, of course, a great man, David Wilkerson. He didn't go through all these things or realize it, but the scripture that he thought at the time of 9/11 was in Isaiah, was the warning to Israel when the first strike of judgment comes. Same thing. He didn't realize the details, but he was led, the Spirit was leading, that this is the word.
Well, Mishpucha, consider that this is a Beshert moment. That means it's a destiny moment. It's a meant-to-be moment in your life. Because as you understand this ancient prophecy and how it played out with Israel, you're going to have your eyes open and you're going to be prepared for what is coming. And I have to tell you that no matter what happens to America, if you are walking a holy life before God, standing on his promises, 1,000 may fall at your left hand, 10,000 at your right, but nothing will come near you. You're going to be walking in supernatural protection. But this is the prophetic mentoring of understanding the times and seasons. We've never had this revelation before that's being presented to you right now. I want you to get the full 2-part prophetic series, Harbinger the Warning and Harbinger the Shaking, 7 CDs that will transform your paradigm for being a believer, understanding the events and end times. We're making it available for a gift of $50. To hear this week's interview in its entirety, or to watch archives of our television show, It's Supernatural, visit our website at www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org. To receive a complimentary copy of our bi-monthly teaching newsletter, materials catalog, or information about becoming Mishpucha or Chalitzim, write to me, Sid Roth, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521, or call our order-only line, 1-800-447-2697. To place a credit card order, call anytime, 1-800-447-2697. For all other calls, the number is 912-265-2500. That's 912-265-2500. For a CD of this week's broadcast, send a donation of $10 or more to Sid Roth, that's SIDROTH, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521.